This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Welcome to part three of Davin's Den, little scamming scammers. Thank you guys for joining us on this Tuesday evening. Hope you don't have cellulitis wherever you may be. All right, let's get into it. Now, when we last, we're doing some scamming scammers. I had another phone call with my beloved Caroline. And, you know, I have all these medical bills. She wanted a Steam card, but I have all these medical cards for my brother. Caroline had a change of heart. She decided it was more important I take care of my brother than send her a Steam card. And, you know, she's the good girl I always knew she would be.
Did that come from?
she's a good human being, you know. I know you guys can't relate because you're despicable. But she's a good human being. And so she actually offered to have somebody help me. Her agent helped me. So let's see how that... Let's pick it up from there. This is February 23rd of 2020. I said, good morning, love. You were there and then you were not. She goes, I spoke to my agent about helping you. I don't, what does she have a fucking agent for? I thought she's doing Forex. What agent? I don't know.
Knowing your luck, the agent's Roger Paul.
Oh, that's God. Then I got to call 3 a.m. for a money transfer. I spoke to my agent about helping you. He accepted to help you for your brother treatment. I go, agent, I don't understand. How would this help work? She goes, he will make a transfer to you, baby. He said I should ask you some questions. I go, transfer to where? She goes, what bank do you have? I go, oh, a bank. My word. Oh, there's going to be a transfer to my bank directly to my account. I am a lucky boy. So basically how this little scam works, I think we've talked about this before, is you give them your bank information. Never give a stranger your
and
bank
information. And they fuck you.
Well, yeah, yes. Yes, they're like the cable company, if you will.
New prostitution.
Sure. You give them your information. They transfer money there, and then they ask for some money back, and the money that you thought was there was never there, and you're out the money that you sent them. So that's how that... That's the short of it. Oh, bank, what's his name? She goes, what's your bank name? You really have to be fast on this, baby. I go, honey, this is not the type of decision I take lightly. It can't be rushed. You know how I feel about such things. Again, another trait of a scammer is there's never time to think. My wife would be the victim of a scammer if she wasn't smart, because she cannot think quickly. She does not like these pressure decisions. So she went, oh, fine, take my money. But fortunately, she hasn't fallen prone to that. But a lot of people can't think quickly under pressure.
Right.
She goes, baby, I'm here for you. That's what I'm afraid of. She goes, you've not answered me. I go, relax, I'm fucking thinking of it. I got a show to write. Relax there, sweet tits.
sweet tits. Jeez.
I go, I asked what the agent's name is. His name is Joe. And I said, no, not at all. Every Joe I know is an asshole and cheap. There's no way we're doing this.
Thank you. Thank you. Where do I set up?
So she goes, his name is Joe. I go, LOL, and his last name? I mean, because that is really something you would give somebody. You know. Curry. No. I go, thank you for being here for me, Mia Moore. It means the world to me. She goes, baby, you've not replied to my message. I hate this. I ask a question. I go, yes, honey, I'd like to know his last name. Perhaps I should talk directly to him so you are not in the middle of this. Please, let's get some more of the organization into my little web.
Now, the funny thing here is it's almost like when you're trying to find them a job or something. They're trying to set you up to go through this agent to take the money. You're telling her, you know what? I'll speak to him directly. Why bother you with this shit?
Sure.
Always the answers they don't expect.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that's the job. That's the gig. She goes, that's my agent, Joe Brown. Oh, well, if his name is Joe Brown, this sounds legitimate. Joe Brown. She goes, if you're not ready, have to stop here. I go, what do you mean you have to stop? Stop what? She goes, listen to me, baby. I ask a question and that. She's getting fucking impatient. Boy, you just give me your bank information so I can help you help me take your money.
Well, she's getting a No, she's getting pissed because you threw her a curveball.
Yes.
You're
not supposed to tell her, never mind, I'll speak to him directly. What's his number? And I'll handle it from here. Then you're not supposed to tell him that shit. They don't want to hear that. And they don't know what to say now. What do you say?
I go, what will you stop talking to me? She goes, I really don't like the stubbornness. I go, so if I don't do exactly what you want immediately, you will leave me? This is not the conversation she wants. Why can't I just give the money?
Why can't you do exactly what I want you to do? It's like, have you met me?
Are you new?
Listen to me. So you just explained how this works, okay? Now, whoever's running the scamming operation, explained it to her that way. This is the way it goes. Blah, 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 blah. She turns around to you, ba 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 ba. You turn around and tell her ba 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 ba. She's like, "Wow,
ba ba what? Ba ba what?"
No, the guy didn't tell her what happens if stupid says this.
Stupid isn't as stupid as the stupid
guidebook.
I don't understand.
There's gonna be a revised version of the guidebook. Thanks to him.
They have to be like, I don't understand. We've been trying since last July to get money from this guy. We've tried everything. Why is this not working? She goes, are you giving me an answer on what I ask or not? I go, I felt like you were pressuring me. It is bringing in a migraine. Please, baby, why are you doing this? She goes, I'm doing this for the love I have, and I want to set my eyes on you. I don't feel like this is loving.
I want to set my eyes on you?
It's exasperating. I'm sorry, Chip, I cut you off.
That's okay. I was just going to say, she wants to set her eyes on you?
I guess.
It's from her perspective, this is exasperating. Exasperating.
You know what, Joe? From any woman who's been with me, it's exasperating. Fake me or real me, that's just the way it is. You want to dance with a viper, you're going to get bit.
I understand. She also said she doesn't want a red car either. So, you know, you got that.
Or a white one, or a black one. But I don't care about color, don't you?
Sounds like she's car racist to me.
That's why I sat there driving home. I go, the problem with you is you don't know you as well as you think you didn't know you.
And you know what? Thank God she's got the car. Because every time she come home, hey, how you doing? What's the matter with you? Nothing. Everything's fine.
Yeah. 15 to 20 years of that. No, thank you.
Right. Exactly. Get the nice lady what she wants.
Yes. I go, then don't tell me you will stop talking to me if I don't do exactly what you want. I would never do that to you. She goes, it's okay. What bank do you use? I go, oh my gosh, baby, please stop. I need to think about all this, and you're on me like a hungry shark. Can we please talk about anything else? Please.
Really?
She goes, what's something else? I go, I don't know, but I feel like one of your clients you are trying to get to invest more money. I just never thought you would come at me like that. Actually, I kind of thought she would. It reminded me of an ex-girlfriend. It just brought back horrible memories. Sad emoji. I go, and I know your heart is in the right place. It's really not. I don't even know if she has one.
Yeah, but you know what? I think right at this moment, you're kind of giving her a place to regroup. Because you're kind of laid off of who am I going to call? Who am I going to? But now you're going back on the love thing where, you know, oh, baby, I thought we were more than it. Now that she could get out, she can get out the powder puff and start puffing your ass, kind of gives her a breather. You know what I'm saying?
But hold on. I want you, look at what I said. And I know your heart is in the right place. Now, remember, my brother is dying, is terminally ill. I'm fighting with insurance companies and trying to get the money to keep him alive. She doesn't miss a beat, and she's come up with another way to fucking steal my money, quote-unquote, knowing this about my situation. I know this bitch doesn't have a heart. This is all fucking evil right here. We have now established I am dealing with the worst of the worst. It will not go well.
And once again, that I pointed out through all the years, it's a bit we do. It's, we're ringing them out to dry. However, after you, there are a whole bunch of people that this is real to them. They've invested emotionally into it, and it's devastating to them on how they just don't care. They don't give a shit. So in the context of our show, it's fun, but in the context of real life, what these people go through, it's just awful.
So anyway, I go, and I know your heart is in the right place, but we all have a past, and that pressure just made mine come rushing back, sad emoji, crying emoji. She goes, baby, the past is something I have to talk about. Now remember, this one's always telling me to forget about the past, like every fucking scammer does. Now she has to talk about the past? Apparently she thinks I have the brain of a goldfish.
Because she's trying to regroup now.
I go, what would you like to tell me about your past, Bo? Oh, how I used to be a scammer, and now I'm on the straight and narrow. No, that's not it.
wait, keep turning the pages. That's not in the handbook. No.
She goes, a lot. I go, this is a first. You've always refused to tell me anything. Please tell me, love. She go, my bad day was when I got a news about my mom and dad. All dead. It hurt me so much. I feel like DYI. Do it yourself. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yourself?
I don't know. But remember, her mom, I think, is still alive in other incarnations of Caroline. The kid, she's like got siblings, and I think the mom is alive. The dad's been dead in various incarnations. But, you know, that's the problem with being Caroline's family. You're expendable.
Various incarnations. I thought there was all. I thought dad was dead.
Nope, not in this story. I go, that's terrible. When did that happen? She goes, been years. Been a bunch of crying emojis. I go, how did it happen, baby? She goes, is an accident. I go, what type? She goes, car. Now, keep in mind, I have now diverted her successfully from getting the bank information. We are now off on a tangent. We have once again left the realm of her getting money.
but think about this. You brought up that your brother's sick. And this, that, and the other thing. Her bringing up the dead father, maybe the dead mother, is kind of putting you on an even plane now.
Maybe. But no.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe.
That could be a thought there, too.
She goes, car. I go, terrible. I am confused about something, though. She goes, about what, baby? I go, I don't know how to say this, crying emoji. She goes, say it. I go, I can't type it. Next time we talk on the phone. She goes, I guess you're not serious. I go, why do you insult me? Why do you insult me? She goes, it's not an insult. She goes, I think you're just a player. Wow, wait a second here. How did she get I'm a player from this?
Yeah, what is that? Because that implies other girls, and it's like, you're a player?
Now, keep in mind, she's never been more correct in her assessment of how I'm playing her, but there's no reason for her to say that here.
No.
I go, it absolutely is. I go, player? I go, was it the great sex, the amazing blowjob, the money and jewels I got from you? Tell me how I played you. How do you go from being in love with me to accuse me of such a thing? Has our relationship meant nothing to you? I go, I really do not know why you hurt me when all I do is love you. I thought we were really coming together, but then it is the same old stuff. She wants psychological warfare? Game on, motherfucker.
Now you moved it away from the card. Now you moved it away.
Well,
yeah.
Well, Joe. Funny enough, she goes, "When you can't answer my question because I won't give her my bank information." She's trying to get it back on course. That makes me a player. So I
all right.
Like she's
pushing a beat in her direction now.
Oh. Right. She's trying to like I'm gonna be. Oh no! I'll prove how serious I am. Here's all my bank information, sweetie. That is the play they're going for. They still do not comprehend the animal they are dealing with. They still have no idea
because they haven't dealt with an animal like you.
Right.
But at some at some point, since late July to now, you have to learn. You need to up your game somehow.
But still, these people aren't the brightest, okay?
Thank God.
Scammer tells him, you tell him this, this, and this. He does this, this, and that. Well, you did this, this, and now this, this, and this. They don't know. They don't.
But I never do the this and the that they expect.
Right.
No.
It's interesting because you catch them with their drawers down. They don't know whether they're shit or wine their watch.
She goes, I say why
you zigged when they expected a zag. But they're pretty much going back to prove your love to me with money.
Yes, you're right. She goes, when you can't answer my question, I go, I tell you about my brother and what I am dealing with, and the next day you call me a player, which means a liar? Who does that? How much do you hate me to do something like that? I actually thought for a brief moment you loved me.
Stop right there. Now, do you, Pip, do you think she's going to come back sincere, or she's going to come back more heavy-handed? because that's the
sincere.
All right.
Well, you're both right.
I say heavy-handed.
You both get a cookie. She goes, I do love you, but you've not answered my question. Cookies all around.
Oh, that's hysterical. Both draw carry, even Steven on that one. That's hysterical.
That's fucking hysterical. I love you. Where's my money?
No, where's your bank account so I can put money in it? So, you know, not directly money. I go, no. If you love me, you wouldn't call me a player. She goes, answer me. I go, what? The fucking bank? She goes, yes. I go, is that what matters? The goddamn bank? She goes, answer me. I go, enough. I don't know terms. I don't know Joe Brown.
Right.
She goes, what? I go, some random guy I don't know, and I'm just going to tell him my bank? Why would you call me a player, Carolyn? I've given you nothing but love and asked for nothing. Why, Carolyn? Why?
You got to hand it to her. She ain't backing down. She's a worthy opponent.
No, she's not. She sucks.
No, she is, because she has slipped and flopped all over the place. Every time one scenario doesn't work, she's slotting in a new plan.
She's not backing down. She's trying to go head to head with you. You know, you got to give her that.
She goes, when you're ready, let me know. I go, ready for what? I go, you did not tell me why you would call me such a thing. She goes, have love you, but I want you to respect me as a lady and do what I ask. I go, I do, but you called me a player. What have I ever asked you for? She goes, I'm sorry for the word player. I go, okay, thanks for the apology. Was that so hard?
That's all he wanted.
And the reason I say worthy opponent, because a lot of the scammers by this point got to go, and you don't hear from them now. I mean, she's in the mud. Swinging and swirling, you know, I mean...
She's got a lot of time invested in me, Joe. I'm not easy to give up. I can't quit you.
She's not backing down. She's in the fucking mud swinging right back, so you got to give her that.
She goes, okay, baby, can you answer me now? I go, hun, all you tell me is some guy I never heard of wants my bank information. You don't let me talk to him. Tell me how much he wants to lend and the interest rate, etc. You know, we got to talk business here.
Yeah, because it's not... We're not pretending this is a gift, are we?
No. I don't know. Maybe we are. She goes, are you on WhatsApp, baby? So you add him up or email him. You know, that's how I do all my business, kids. I go on WhatsApp. I find that's the best way to handle high finance.
Yes, that is where all of the proper business deals go on.
You know, it's funny. When we put in the offer for the house, we did not have a written contract. We asked them to go on WhatsApp, and we negotiated terms. Same thing for the car.
Even Melvin Santos and those fucking guys wouldn't even use that.
Right.
Those guys would be like, what the fuck? Really? Not us.
No, I'm in the Hyundai dealership, and I'm like, I'm interested in your car. But I don't want to negotiate here face to face. Perhaps we could do something on WhatsApp. Can we do that? No, right. Toyota will.
We could go on Hangout to discuss the color.
I'm going to go sit someplace in a park, and I will talk to you on the software. We're not going to stay in this office.
Listen. If you follow me on Instagram, we could talk about whether we get the hybrid or not.
Can we open up a private chat?
Sure. So I go, what's his email? And here's what she... doj7439@gmail.com. Well, this sounds legitimate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I go, okay, I will email him for you. I don't know what I will decide, but either way, regardless of what I decide, can we then move past this banking business? She goes, chat him up and ask him about the help. Yeah, I know. I will when I get a moment. And if I decide I don't want his help, how will you treat me? She goes, it will be my end. I go, excuse me? If I don't do exactly what you want, then you are breaking up with me? I mean, we got it here right now. Let's go, sweet tits. Let's go. If I don't hand my finances over to some random guy named Joe Brown, then you're ending it with me? I don't think our love is going to make it.
I don't think so.
She goes, if you love me, then you obey me.
Oh, I don't care which sex is saying it. Them's fighting words.
I don't obey no one's. I go, I command you to send me $10,000, Western Union. If you love me, you will obey.
That's what she said.
That's what I said to her. And she thought so too, Joe. She said, LOL. I go. You must get on your knees and blow.
That's funny. It doesn't make a difference where we're sitting on this. I mean, that's bullshit. Yeah.
Right.
I go. You must get on your knees and blow me while wearing clown makeup, but do not get any makeup on my dick. If you love me, you will obey.
Did you say that?
I most certainly did.
Oh my god.
I think a couple of your creepy fantasies in real life are snuck in. Where would you ever think of that?
I'm sorry, I didn't confuse my my ex-wife to Lucy and Ethel Mertz. Forgive me.
Yeah, but clown blowing.
They probably made a movie about that called It Blozo the Clown.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Sounds like the type of movie my mentor would have made.
You know, it's like a splash of sauce in my face.
That's a Blozo no-no.
Thank you, Blozo.
I know a guy who would make that movie.
My balloon.
Anyway.
Blozo the clown.
Oh,
shit. She's shedding water.
And it's tough to blow people because he's got that big fucking clown feet and it's tough to kneel. Yeah.
Wow.
That little red nose keeps bopping into things.
And he's going up and down. And what the fuck?
Hurry.
Like you're being blown by a Chevy.
The horn noises. is that while squeezing on the balls? Hurry.
You can write that in. Yeah, sure.
So to that she said bye. I go, what bye? Are you breaking up? She goes, you're not R. I go, I'm not R? She goes, how far? I go, what? She goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm fine. How are you? I go, do you want me to call you? She goes, till you learn to respect me. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, what bank info are you using? I go, why? I thought you broke up with me. She goes, I did not. I go, you said goodbye. You tell me I need to obey you. You tell me not to call you until I respect you. When I show you nothing but respect and love and kindness, I don't like the way you're treating me. I have so much on me, and instead of being supportive, you get all crazy on me. You said if I decide not to receive money for Joe Brown, it will be the end. You gave me an ultimatum. That's not love, Carolyn. I would never do that to you. And she doesn't respond. So I go, you have nothing to say? She goes, I have nothing to say, okay? This is February 25th, by the way. She goes, I have nothing to say, okay? She goes, just allow me to be. What?
Don't look good, Sheriff.
It'll be fine. She goes, just allow me to be okay. I go, so then giving me an ultimatum about how I will proceed with my personal financial situation is more important than our relationship of 6 months? She goes, you're making this relationship look stupid. Yes, it's a fucking bit stupid.
You're making this relationship look stupid.
That's what I do. I go, that makes no sense. I'm trying to find my way, and instead of standing with me, you're putting a gun to my head. The other night you said you believe in me, and I promised you I would have millions again, and less than 24 hours later you give me an ultimatum and want to leave. She goes, I'm done. Each time I asked of you something for the betterment of both of us, you find it difficult to give me a positive answer. You don't trust me. No, because you're a scammer.
All right, let me stop you for a second. You said you promised you'd have millions again?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, she ain't going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. That one little statement right there is the fucking rainbow, or the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And that's all she's thinking. So she's going to put up with all this shit. She ain't going anywhere. She'll be back.
She goes, you don't trust me. You always look for a way to twist the question I asked you. Because you're a scammer. And you can't even keep your story straight, stupid. I go, you gave me an ultimatum. I said I would talk to him, but in your words, I have to agree to his terms. She goes, yes, you're going to talk to him, but you didn't accept that. So stop fooling me, okay? I think she meant fooling. I go, accept what? She goes, the money I wanted to send you. I go, you said he wants to send me money, but I have to give him my bank information. Do you love me? Honestly, do you? She goes, why not? I love you. But you're becoming to make it look difficult. Yes, he needs your bank information. Is anything wrong with that? Yes, we explained at the top of the show. There's a lot wrong with that. This is not the way we do
that, though.
She should really tune in.
Does anyone not know that there's a lot wrong with that?
Yes.
You know what? I think a lot of people don't.
Correct.
I think a lot of people don't. Sadly Correct. Enough, I don't think you do. If you're elderly, lonely, you know, what is the big deal? Give the bank information and give me my money. You know, I know this person, and, you know, their mom is elderly, and they get all these calls, and they get anxiety because these people tell them stuff. You know, and it's a very real thing. So it's like, well, what's the big deal? If you've got anxiety and you're an older person, they do it. You can't talk them out of it.
I think that people misunderstand and think there's nothing they can do to me if I give them my bank information to put money in.
Correct.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I go, loving you has been difficult the whole time. I never see you. I lost all my friends, but through it all, but I stay. But now you want to leave? How is that love, Caroline? She goes, you're not making it look real. Each time you kept me excuses, I don't like that. It seems you're not serious with me, okay? I go,
I'm sorry.
OK's back. Caroline OK is back.
OK.
I go, excuses for what? I go, you were coming to the Bahamas with me. Then you didn't. Still, I stayed. She goes, are you going to give him the bank information so that your brother can be fine? I'll tell you what, they are just, you're not paying attention. He's terminal. He's not going to be fine. He's not going to be fine. I go, fuck the bank, woman. I'm talking about us. I need to know you are ride or die with me the way I am with you.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, Dad.
That's a legitimate question, even if it's not a legitimate relationship.
by two illegitimate people. Legitimately speaking, of course.
Legitimately.
She goes, Davin, please. I go, no, I need to know. Have I wasted 6 months with you? Because you have with me. Have I wasted 6 months with you? Was it all for nothing? On your end, it was. On my end, it's been very good.
Very good.
It's been fruitful. You don't know it.
Yes, exactly. She goes, I'm telling you about something that we benefit the both of us. You were turning it down. Then you were saying it's love. I go, I've turned nothing down. But you said if I don't do what you want, then you are leaving. That is not love. This is not the marriage I want. She goes, I was angry. I go, but you keep saying it. She goes, you kept treating me like a piece of shit. We haven't seen each other to know ourselves more better. I go, never. I stand with you no matter what. You treat me like I am disposable. You were supposed to come to the Bahamas with me, and then you didn't. She goes, that's a lie. I apologize for that. Well, which is it?
That's a lie, and I apologize for doing the
covered
thing
all
I
the
said
bases.
Was a lie.
I can't really scroll up that quickly now, so let me just do both. I go, not one time have I ever said I'm leaving you. Not once. No, I want to keep you around. She goes, things didn't work out the way I wanted. I go, but they can, but they would, or they won't if you threaten me. She goes, I really want to help you. Honey, I go, honey, I made $2.5 million in a few months by myself. I can do it again. She goes, but it seems I'm not welcome. I go, work with me, but don't force me. Where is the girl who said she believes in me? She goes, once there's life, there comes hope. I believe in you. I trust you. That's why I want to send you some money in your account. You're turning it off. Have you ever met anybody that's so determined to give you money? Have you ever met anybody in your life?
Especially where you could say that you can make millions of dollars very quickly.
Yeah.
So what the hell do you need money from me for?
And remember, this is the same person that was begging me for a Steam card.
you're pleading to a potential millionaire to give them money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and be very forceful about it.
I go, I go, then let me go through the process. Don't threaten me. She goes, I'm not. I go, you are. You've said you will leave. I would never do that to you. Never. She goes, I'm sorry if I used a harsh word on you, okay? I'm so glad. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Shit. That was supposed to work in the handbook. The pressure of leaving was supposed to have you give all the information. Why isn't this working? Why is my handbook not working? What is going on here? I had the best teachers. The best.
Right. The money should be wired already. The money should, and you know what? Maybe the supervisor's going, why am I not yet? He's still giving me a problem. Well, what about what? Well, he's bringing this, that, and the other thing, you know? So, yeah, it's, yeah.
I go, she goes, I'm so sorry. I go, but that, I think that's how you really feel. Like I'm just garbage or a game or I don't know. She goes, you don't understand me. No, I do. she goes, you don't understand me. I go, maybe I do. I don't know. Now I doubt everything I thought we had. You've shaken me to the core. She goes, each time I ask you of something, you kept changing the topic. Are you on WhatsApp? I go, because I don't get much time with you, and the little time I do get, I don't want to think about my problems. I want to think about our love. You just make me more depressed, which gives me migraines, which damages my vision, which means I can't make money. Caroline, you are my light. Please don't be my darkness. Just love me. Just trust me. It's all I will ever ask. So I'm still in love. I can make millions quickly. I'm just not giving her my bank information. So the two out of the three things that she needs.
also, if you're upsetting her, it's gonna. If she's upsetting you, it's gonna shut everything down, and you can't make millions. So she's got to decide if she's gonna get the baby powder out and splash you with baby powder now.
If I was her, I would. I would splash.
Yeah, which I would be getting the giant puffs out for this.
I most certainly would, yeah.
Well, she goes, I have trusted you, but it seems you don't trust me. No, not for one second. You lying multiple Carolines, you.
And I really don't trust your pal Joe Blow.
No, Joe Brown, please, Joe Brown. I did until you told me it's over. Now I don't trust anything. You have mortally wounded me. She goes, okay. I go, what okay? She goes, are you on WhatsApp? I go, no. She goes, then how do you want to speak with her, my agent? I go, her? This is new. I thought Joe was a guy.
Yeah. Then is how it do Josephine?
Or Joanne?
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Then how do you want to speak with her, my agent? I go, what is the point if our relationship is burning to the ground? She goes, are you answering my questions or not? It's so obvious. Not. I am not answering this question. How can I be more clear? How thick are you? The answer is no. You will have to regroup and come up with another way to get money or resources from me. You're not getting this.
I get a funny feeling somebody's got to make quota this month.
I understand. I understand, but you can't get blood from a rock.
Right.
Or
money from you.
Or money from me.
Are you pretending to be the rock now?
I am the rock. She goes, are you answering my questions or not? This is what I hate about you. I go, oh my God, enough with the money and your agent. I'm trying to figure out if there's anything left between us. Good, then fucking hate me. That's not love. I hate nothing about you. I can never hate anything about you because I love you and I am devoted to you. That's the difference between us.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, man. I would need a giant bottle of Tums to deal with this relationship if this was real.
Now I'm thoroughly amused. She goes, okay. I go, what okay? I go, and I never said I wouldn't talk to this person of yours. I never said no, but you just keep pushing and nagging. She goes, you said so. I go, no, I did not. I said, what if I choose not to use this person? You said you would end it. Knowing that, how can I possibly feel good about any of this? She goes, you're always in circles, and I'm tired of this attitude of yours.
I bet she is.
I go, no. I am very straightforward. If you love me, we will figure this all out. If you do not love me, then just go. She goes, really? Nope, you're not straightforward. I go, the choice as always is yours, and it all comes down to your heart. She goes, you keep giving me false hopes mostly. No, I'm not. I actually have not. I go, love me or leave me. It's that simple. You think I don't have the talent to make a lot of money again? There it is, Joe, throwing that out there.
Oh, boy.
Also, giving her false hope, you have subliminally with the millionaire thing.
No, could happen.
Yep.
She goes, and probably I just do need more care and love, not just verbally. Fuck all those. It doesn't freak me because you've never fulfilled anything. I did ask you each time I do. I go, well, if you would have come to the Bahamas with me, you would have been pampered and loved. And believe me, I would have shown you physically how much I love you. She goes, you do come up with something stupid or false. I go, when? I go, what have I ever asked you for? You show up all your money and cars and fancy things, and I have never asked you for anything. Just love. I mean, this is the problem with this character. They post all these like high finances and everything, and I've never asked her for anything. And to give me money, she needs an outside agent while she's buying a new apartment and these cars and whatnot. It makes no sense.
No.
She goes, this
no, it was poorly thought out as a cover. You know, if you're going to ask for money, don't pretend you're living high on the hog, because any rational person is going to ask questions about that.
Well, I mean, the scam changed from an investing scam to a romance scam.
Yes, it did.
She goes, look, David, if you come up with this again, I'll block you. I'm tired of your false life. I go, false life? You see all the pictures. I am 100% real. She goes, I'm tired of you. I go, maybe your past relationships have damaged you so much that you can't see that. She goes, you know what? Just go. I'm tired. You're incompetent. No, you're incompetent. I'm really good at this.
I'm really good at this.
She goes, you're incompetent. I go, I'm tired too, but love doesn't quit. I would never quit on you. Never. I go, how am I incompetent? She goes, that's your business, because you've never proven to me that you're worth staying with. I go, what would prove that? I asked you a question. She goes, you treat me right. You don't do what I ask of you. I go, you just call me incompetent. How is that treating me right? I go, have your agent contact me through his company's official email address. I'm not going through social media or Gmail or some shit like that. Official company email, and I will discuss terms. That is how business is done, and this is business. When I go, when will I be hearing from this person? She goes, chat him up. I go, I want him to email me from his company's email address. But we didn't plan for that, asshole. Can't we just do WhatsApp or Gmail? Can't we just make this shit simple? She goes,
what do you think?
She goes, now I have to block you. That's his personal email. Has she contacted you? By the way, this person is very pronoun, what's the word? Ambiguous.
Fluid?
Yeah, fluid. Thank you, Pip. I go, who? The agent. I go, not that I'm aware of. I'm surprised to even hear from you. I guess, she goes, send me your Gmail so that I can give it to her. I go, why are you writing? You've been so nasty towards me. And that's where we will end it. We will pick up on February 26th.
Wow. I'm kind of enjoying the insistence towards you contacting their gender fluid manager.
Well, I mean, listen. I mean, they are, I would say, desperate to get something out of me.
Yeah.
The billions, like I said, the millions of dollars that you said you will have coming in. If you didn't mention that to them, you would have been done. And you know, and as a funny thing, like I said a couple of minutes ago, she said you're giving me false hope. Subliminally, she's saying that false hope is the several occasions you mentioned that you can make millions very quick, or you have the millions coming in. She's not saying directly, but that's the hope. That's why she'll be back. She's not going anywhere.
And to call me incompetent, deep down they must have to know that they're quite incompetent, that this shit is not working out according to plan.
I think she's calling you incompetent because that's just a way of airing out her frustration with you.
Oh, yeah. I think this person is thoroughly frustrated. I
oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
Well, because you're like, can we get it? Here it is. Go get it. And she can't get it.
No.
But if due to the amount of it, it's worth keeping up going for it.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, yeah. Well, when somebody's dangling the promise or the potential promise of millions of dollars to get at, and you have no scruples, you're going to keep, I mean, it's so almost there. You're almost there. It's so tangible. I could get money from this guy. He's just so difficult. You still keep trying.
It must be to the point now where I'm starting to consume their time, and a part of me has to be living in their head. They have to be thinking, we're going to get this money from this guy. We just haven't figured it out yet. You know, he's not all there, but he can make money, and he still loves me after all this. What type of maroon would love somebody after all this?
And also, like I said, you've laid out, I mean, they're ruthless people, and you're laying out that you're going to be into millions of dollars. They're not going to let that go away. They're going to try to figure something out.
Because you're in the perfect spot. You have the potential to have big bucks, and you're vulnerable. Because obviously, you know, the situation with your dying brother, but also you must be vulnerable romantically because you love this person, you know, basically sight unseen.
Yeah, and think about this. You're like a sunken ship with treasure in it, okay? You got to deal with the cold. You got to deal with waves. You got to deal with sharks. You got to deal with the current. But you keep going back down and down again and dealing with it. Because there's treasure down there somewhere, and you have the belief that one day you're going to get down there and you're going to get the treasure. That's why they're putting up with you.
Well,
I really got a good laugh out of you're incompetent. It's like, no, you have no idea how competent I am.
I think the scammer has been defeated. Because I think now we've gotten to the point where like they're like, no, motherfucker, this shit's personal. We're gonna get this money.
And it goes back to what Pip just said, where they go, well, they're calling me incompetent. They're not calling him incompetent because he's incompetent. They're calling him incompetent because they're just frustrated. I mean, if they say fuck you know, they might lose the gig, but it's just like saying incompetent. They're just frustrated with what they have to go through.
And now here's a difference. Between what this bit is, the extended scamming of scammers, versus what a lot of people do where, you know, you see it online, you know, take a few minutes or at most a few hours, and the scammer leaves frustrated. But you know what? It's a few hours. This is months. This is months, and these people have tried multiple ways with multiple scammers to try to get money in all sorts of fakakta ways, and I always wiggle out of it. And they are picking up, and I constantly change the subject, and they can never pin me down. And now they're just—they've just had enough. Just give me the fuck. Just give me a taste. Yeah, I don't need it all. Just a little taste. But they keep on going bigger and bigger. All right, the Steam card didn't work. Let's try giving him money. We'll try this scam. All right, he wouldn't pay for phone. Let's try all this. And fuck, why does he keep bringing up that I didn't show up to the Bahamas? Of course I didn't show up to the Bahamas. I'm not the girl in the picture. Why won't he let that shit go?
I would love to see. I mean, I completely 100% doubt this ever happens. But you know how in every crime show where there's the detective that's completely determined to solve the case, and they've always got this cork board or this wall where they have all the players posted up there, and they draw lines between them, and they have their theories and you know, the map of where all the murders happen. I would love to see that they have a wall like that, and it's fake Davin, and all the different ways they've tried to get at him, and who's been on the case trying. You know, there's Caroline O'Kay, there's Caroline, the Bitcoin person, there's Caroline, the lover, you know, they're all up on the wall.
Well, Pip, I hate to burst your bubble, but if fake Davin would just send some money, maybe they could afford that wall. I don't know if they can. I don't know if they can afford it right now. They would love to have some money from fake Davin to get this wall. Just a taste, just a little taste to make some of this worthwhile. They're like, we just want to wet our beak. We don't need it all right now. Just a little bit, but there's always a reason why it doesn't happen.
Oh, fake Davin's a giant pain in the butt.
Well, that's fake Davin at his best. But this fake Davin is not crazy. This fake Davin is actually very realistic about somebody who just doesn't want to do things the way they want them to be done.
Yeah. It's good to have this. I mean, the crazy ones are really fun. But this is like a nice, unique take on, he sounds the most realistic. It's kind of, the other ones, it was fun to see how much ridiculousness will they still wade through to try to get their money. But this one is just, he sounds the most realistic, but he's like so stubborn. It's great.
Mm. All right. I think that was good. Little things to look forward to for next week. All right, like the outstanding display spite we never get to do that. We'll pick up with this. I'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support.
Thank you.
Thank you, Russ. We certainly appreciate it. Also, Sidesplitting Productions. Places are opening up. Comedians are out. Come see them. Come hire us. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. We will give you professional comedians. You'll have a great time. Phone number 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, sidesplittingproductions.com. Joe, will you be anywhere?
No, nowhere.
You'll be somewhere. On Friday, you'll pop, oh, this just in. I'll be at McGuire's or something. You're always somewhere.
Fingers crossed.
You're always somewhere. There's always somebody that needs you within driving distance.
Yeah.
Thursday, June 24th, I will be in Beach Haven, New Jersey at Bird and Betty's. You should come because it's taken me 3 hours each way to get there. You should really come. That's quite the drive. Bird and Betty's, for tickets, call 609-492-3000, 9 o'clock show, 609-492-3000. So it's going to be like the old days. I'll be getting home like around 2 or 3 a.m., you know, in the middle of Pip's day. So that's probably when I'll get home from this gig.
Pip will have lunch for you.
Well, that would be nice. I'll stop by on the way home. I won't have the chicken salad, though, I'll tell you that much. All right. We certainly appreciate it, all you guys hanging out with us and spending your evening or day with us. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.